Now, however, as I stared at her, stared until my eyes ached in their sockets, stared in surprise and bewilderment at her presence. Now I saw that her face did wear an expression. It was one of what I can only describe, and the words seem hopelessly inadequate to express what I saw, as a desperate, yearning malevolence. It was as though she were searching for something she wanted, needed, must have, more than life itself, and which had been taken from her.
"Excuse me, do you know anything about dogs?"
She stopped, surprised. "Why?" she said.
"It's awful. I've just run one over,"
I said.
"It dashed out. I don't know what to do with it. It's not dead."
She came towards me to look in the back of the van, just as I hoped. She bent forward to peer in. I flashed a look down the road. No one. And then I got her. I rolled and lifted her onto the bed. She was mine. Inside there was a judge who sat solemnly at a high bench and had great wings like a butterfly's wings behind him.
"Very bad," said the judge, frowning at Willie. "Very bad indeed. Juryman, what punishment shall we have?"